Good afternoon, boys and girls. My name's Daniel.
And I'm Rebecca.
We want to welcome you behind the wall.
It's always good to spend time with friends, and you're our friends, so we thank God that you're here today. Now, if you've been following along the last few weeks, you would know that we are in the middle of a summer series on the Ten Commandments. This week, we are looking at commandment number 3, which says...
In Exodus chapter 20, verse 7... The Bible says, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain."
Very good. So the commandment itself is, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain." Before we memorize that one, I want us to say the first two that we've already memorized, hopefully, before we add the third one, okay? So what was the first commandment that we learned? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. The second commandment we learned was, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. And then today, our third commandment is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. So let's focus on the third commandment. We'll say it a few times together with our reference, which is Exodus 20, verse 7. From the top, we'll say it twice.
Excellent.
The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 7, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Kind of rhymes, so that should help us with the memorization. Here we go again. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 7, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Very good. Now, let's go back and forth. We'll start with the boys, with thou, and then the girls will follow, and we'll do every other word, but we will start with the reference. Here we go. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 7,
thou
shalt
not
take
the
name
of
the
Lord
thy
God
in
vain.
Woo! That actually was trickier than I thought it would be. All right, one more time from the top, everybody together, okay? The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 7, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Very good.
All right. And now that we've memorized the verse, let's take some time to learn what this verse really means. Okay, so the question is, what does this commandment mean when we say not to take the name of the Lord thy God in vain? Well, simply put, it means that God's name, who he is, what he represents, should always be treated with the utmost respect and the utmost honor in every way that we talk and every single way in which we live.
That's right. You know, boys and girls, in the Bible, a name that's given to someone is very important. It describes who they are and where they come from, what family they're in, and all the things that they've done. And in different times in Scripture, God gives a new name to one of his people. So names are very important, but the name of God is the most important. And we must treat it with honor and with respect, not just as a word that we would say carelessly. You know what, boys and girls? If we are believers, we take on the name of Christian. And Christian is literally the name Christ. One, you are one of Christ's. So you are already taking his name as a badge that you're wearing. And that's an amazing thing, but it also is a great responsibility because we must treat Christ's name, God's son, with the utmost honor and respect.
That's right. And the expression to take a name in vain can actually mean two different things. To take the name of God in vain can firstly mean the thing you're probably used to hearing when people say his name in an inappropriate way, when some people might say it as a curse word or as an expression of anger or frustration. Any way you use God's name that isn't out of reverence, love, and respect is taking his name in vain with our words. But secondly, to take the name of God in vain means to take it with you, as Rebecca was mentioning, as a badge, and to carry it in a way that is vain or empty or useless. Meaning, if you call yourself a Christian or even think you might be a Christian and live in a way that doesn't please God, you're disobeying him, you're hurting him, you're harming him, and you're dishonoring that name that you carry.
All right, boys and girls, question number two is, why did God give us this commandment? Right.
And as with every commandment, we have to look at the verse itself to understand why God gave it. So, turning back again to Exodus chapter 20, verse 7, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. So, the reason is found right there. As we've heard every single time we've discussed a commandment so far, he calls himself the Lord thy God. Meaning, the reason we honor God's name is because he is the Lord, which means he rules over the entire universe. The whole world is his, and he is our God. If he really is Lord of all, and God who is ours, who saved us, who loved us, who gave himself up for us, then he should absolutely have that honor, and his name should be held in the highest regard, and not taken in vain. But secondly, the Bible also explains to us something very simple here. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Or in other words, God will treat him as guilty who takes his name in vain. That means anybody who uses God's name with disrespect, and who says God's name in a joking manner inappropriately, or who lives a life that doesn't honor God when they pretend to carry his name, will be judged by God and be found guilty of taking his wonderful name in vain. And so this is a very big warning to anybody here who's not a Christian or anyone here who makes light of the name of God.
All right, boys and girls, so our last question is, how do we obey this commandment today? Boys and girls, to obey this commandment, we need to do three things. And the first one is take time and think about who God is and what his name means to you. Boys and girls, if you're a believer, then you should be able to say that you love God. And if you love God, then naturally you will want to honor his name. If someone was using your mom or your dad's name or your brother or sister's name and making a mockery of it, you would be upset probably because you love that person. It should be the same thing with, or even more importantly, it should be that way with God. When we hear others damaging his name, we should stand up for that. We should say something because his name should be so important to us because we love him so much. You know, boys and girls, it says in the scriptures that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Every single person on this earth, whether they acknowledge God now or if they don't acknowledge him until the end of time, whenever they see him face to face, they will bow the knee in one way or the other. So boys and girls, our heart for you is that you would know God today. That if you haven't asked Jesus to save you from your sin, that you would call on that beautiful name and you would ask him to save you from your sin and to cleanse your heart so that you'd be able to live for him and see him one day in a happy way where he might greet you and welcome you as a child of his. But boys and girls, if you do not know him and you continue on that pathway and you never accept him as your savior, then you will end up bowing the knee later on, but your end result will be hell for all eternity. Boys and girls, we don't want that to happen to you. Scripture makes it very clear. You and I are sinners and we need a savior. And Jesus Christ is that savior. And you can know your sins forgiven today. All you need to do is ask.
Amen. And if you have asked and you are a Christian, then there are two more steps for you. The first is to look at your life and see any way in which you are not honoring the name of God. Whether it's the things you say, the jokes you make, or the language you use, stop. Stop dead in your tracks and give God the honor he deserves. Or if it's in the way you're living with sin that you're not repenting of, or things you're doing you shouldn't be doing, stop. Give God the honor to which he's due. And the third thing you can do, again, for the Christians here, is to ask God for his help. God can help you to honor him correctly, but you need to do the work. That means to seek him in prayer, to read your word, and to ask your mom and dad to help you in how to fix your life to live in a manner that honors and pleases God and gives glory to His name. So that being said, let's take a moment to pray. Our Heavenly Father, we commit this time unto You, commit this Lord's Day unto You, Lord God. And I pray that everyone under the sound of this prayer, Lord God, would commit themselves to honoring Thy name. Lord Jesus, Yours is a name which every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Yours is the name, the only name by which man can be saved. And we pray, Lord, that You would save souls today. Be with the children, Lord God, who know You and are Yours, and bless them even this moment to give Your name the due honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Boys and girls, we are going to end today by singing a hymn together that's called All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. What a perfect hymn for us to end this commandment lesson on. So, as I always say, let's sit up a little bit straighter. Let's make sure that we are able to sing our very best unto the praise of God.
Thank you for joining us again, boys and girls. We hope to see you next time
behind the wall.